Preface. Throughout the years, the modern spiritual school of the Rosy Cross has constantly referred to a developing world revolution. The school explains that this many-faceted revolution will systematically increase in power and influence, until finally, it causes the conditions of life on Earth to change profoundly. Its viewpoint in regard to this dramatic change is so clear-cut that we do not hesitate to say that, after a period of about 600 or 700 years, life on this globe as we understand and experience it will be absolutely impossible. The composition of the Earth's atmosphere is undergoing a gradual but profound change which has a deep divine purpose, and should man fail to adapt body, soul, and spirit to the new conditions, he will quite naturally, as if short of breath, suffocate and perish. Entirely new diseases of the heart and blood vessels, of the metabolic process, and especially of the brain tissues and the various sense organs, will bewilder the medical profession, and numerous peculiar phenomena in the organic life of all the kingdoms of nature will give scientists a great deal to puzzle over. Do not think we are seeking scientific recognition for our esoteric research into the Great Revolution. Many very serious and competent scientists could tell you the story of their fruitless efforts and the sarcastic ridicule they met with in their struggle to gain recognition of important matters. Proof of this abounds in world history. No, when we speak of these significant processes, it is for no other purpose than to inform pupils of our school, as well as interested persons and sympathizers, about the progress of our investigations and to spur them on to personal activity in accordance with the demands of the ever-spreading atmospheric, cosmic, and spiritual revolution. May this book contribute to the awakening in their own interests of as many as possible to a new resolve, a new way, and a new field of existence. The authors.